regarding the Peterborough job, can you confirm that there's no truth in this rumour?
Well, there's been, unless you speak to a chairman or a football club and they tell me something's happened, I'm not aware of any approach. I can only put it down to being internet rumours and speculation. Listen, it's where my wife was born and where her family are and where my kids grew up and went to school and all the other bits. So it's people know my love for that football club. That's never been hidden from the day I walked into Crawley. I walked into here, and it's never been hidden, my admiration, respect and friendship of the people that control things down there. But it doesn't mean I'm going to be the manager. You know, I've got a big job here.
And you find that a bit of a distraction, because you said earlier on, you know, you were favoured for the Wednesday job, you're now favoured for the Peterborough job. You know, last night, I'm sure you're just minding your own business. Next thing you know, your phone's going crazy. Did you find that a huge distraction at all?
Only because I was trying to watch the Watford DVD. You know, listen, you learn in this game that you kind of deal with rumour and speculation and what ifs and what maybes, because half of it is wrong anyway, or three quarters of it is wrong. You know, you have to deal with what's in front of you and deal with the facts and keep your focus. The minute you allow your mind to be somewhere else, it's exactly what I say to players that are under speculation, whether it was back with Alec Revelle at the time with Cardiff, or whether it's with Ben now, or whether it was with Kieran back in his time before he went to Bristol City. The ones that I've had to deal with is, I've always said to these players, as I could remember telling young Kieran before Bristol City came in, you have to wait till something happens. If you're keen to go, you have to wait till something happens. We kind of deal on speculation, and as much as we understand the media have a massive part to play in football today, there's a lot of media out there that run with stories that you know and I know are purely based on speculation.
And looking back at the Wolves game on Saturday, from your perspective, what do you think went wrong?
I think I should have played. I think it's we didn't defend. We're normal, good defensive mind. They were very clinical, it has to be said. I think Wolves are a top side, me. I really do. I think there's probably, Kenny's probably shaking his head to think they're not involved in this promotion race at, you know, 10 or 12 points further up, given the quality of player they've got. And but, you know, also if you concede sloppy goals like we did, certainly for three of them, and you show your players nine chances on the screen, of which six are easy chances for our players to convert and three are good saves, then it just shows you perhaps it's not your day. So you have to conclude that it's been a bad day, and we keep our focus on Watford and we move on, because the one thing we've got is good defensive players here. The one thing we've got is good attacking players, and we just put that down to a bad day.
And was that the players' reaction as well? They just thought it's a bad day at the office?
Well, I think they do when they see the, you know, from a defensive point of view, they can't wait to see the goals again on the big screen with us, and the analysis that comes behind that, because they want to learn, they want to not make that mistake again. And from an attacking point of view, you want to see how bad the chance was you missed, or should you have scored it, or was it a good save, or should you have done something different. It's part of learning, and we're a football club that's trying to be progressive and learn.
And two big games pretty much after each other, you know, after the 5-0 defeat on Saturday, how do we keep spirits high and players focused?
Well, exactly the same as what we do when we win. People perhaps don't understand that from outside a training ground, but it's the same at every football club, I would say, that you have to keep the spirits on a level keel. You have to be analytical. Sometimes, like when we beat Ipswich, we question some of the defending in the first 10, 15 minutes of the game, and you're almost telling lads off and you've won. So it's sometimes you're praising lads for good positional playing, good runs, etc. on Saturday when they're unlucky not to take a chance. So it's keeping it very much on a level keel. And the lads were leaving the training yesterday, we back to having a smile on their face and having a bit of banter between themselves, and it's my job today to make sure the train nice and sharp, and we've got our coach going down to Watford in a positive frame of mind.
Is that going to be the key to the match tomorrow night, and then making sure that, you know, what you see on the training pitch, you know, the training, it's all sharp? Is that going to be the key to make sure the same mistakes won't be made tomorrow at Vicky's?
Yeah, if the same players are making the same mistakes, it's an issue, isn't it? You know, there's always mistakes in football. Probably 80-90% of the goals come from errors, and you're trying to eradicate errors and make sure that you have a consistency trait about yourselves. But focus. We know we're playing a quality side. We know we're playing against outstanding players who are on the rebound themselves from a 3-0 defeat on Saturday. So, you know, it's an opportunity for us to go and put Saturday out of our mind, and I'm sure Watford are thinking the same. But we know we're capable of going there and getting something for a game, that's for sure. But we have to prove it rather than talk about it.